Pelion felt his lip twitch. He'd been aboard one of the ships that had been sent to Kashyyyk to capture Wookiees for the Empire's slave trade.
"It may not be as easy as it sounds, Admiral,"
he cautioned.
"Kashyyyk's ecology can best be described as a layered death trap, and the Wookiees themselves are extremely capable fighters."
"So are the Nogri," Thrawn countered coldly. "Now, what of Skywalker?"
"His vector away from Athego was consistent with a course toward Jomark,"
Pelion told him.
"Of course, he could easily have altered it once he was out of range of our probes."
"He's going there," Thrawn said, lip twisting in a tight smile. "Our Jedi Master has said so, hasn't he?"
The Grand Admiral glanced at the chrono on his display board.
"We'll leave for Jomark immediately. How much lead time will we have?"
"A minimum of 4 days, assuming that Skywalker's X-Wing hasn't been overly modified. More than that, depending on how many stopovers he has to make on the way."
"He'll make no stopovers," Thrawn said. "Jedi use a hibernation state for trips of such length. For our purposes, though, 4 days will be quite adequate."
He straightened in his chair and touched a switch. The command room's lights came back up, the holographic sculptures fading away.
"We'll need 2 more ships, he told Pelion. "An interdictor cruiser to bring Skywalker out of hyperspace where we want him, and some kind of freighter, an expendable one, preferably."
Pelion blinked.
"Expendable, sir?"
"Expendable, Captain. We're going to set up the attack as a pure accident, an opportunity that will seem to have arisen while we were investigating a suspicious freighter for rebellion munitions."
He cocked an eyebrow.
"That way, you see, we retain the option of turning him over to Sabaoth if we choose to do so, without even Skywalker realizing he was actually ambushed."
"Understood, sir,"
Pelion said.
"With your permission, I'll get the Chimera underway."
He turned to go, and paused. Halfway across the room, one of the sculptures had not disappeared with the others. Sitting all alone in its globe of light, it slowly writhed on its pedestal like a wave in some bizarre alien ocean.
"Yes," Thrawn said from behind him. "That one is indeed real."
"It's very interesting,"
Pelion managed. The sculpture was strangely hypnotic.
"Isn't it?"
Thrawn agreed, his voice sounding almost wistful.
"It was my one failure out on the fringes. The one time when understanding a race's art gave me no insight at all into its psyche. At least not at the time. Now I believe I'm finally beginning to understand them."
"I'm sure that will prove useful in the future,"
Pelion offered diplomatically.
"I doubt it," Thrawn said in that same wistful voice.
"I wound up destroying their world."
Pelion swallowed.
"Yes, sir,"
he said, starting again for the door. He winced only a little as he passed the sculpture.